Push a P. Yeah, push a P. Turn me up. Turn me up, P. Pointers in the paddock in my piece. I'm push a P.
Cop new hammers for my P. We don't want no peace.
Got a spot across the spot. Jeff a piece.
Drop the data, now we plotting. Exotic peas. She not a lesbian for peace. She turned lesbian. Push a P.
I'm push a P. I'm capital P. I write the president, count presidents.
Push a P.
Portuguese on her knees, mopping down a P. She let me squeeze and she leave, cause she keep a P.
Private suite, privacy. Bitch, I'm pushing P.
Purple paint. Hey man, say man, this is your guy, No Way Jose. You're now tuned in to another episode of Ain't No Way the Podcast. Excuse me. That song that you heard was Pushing P off of Gunna's new project, Drip Season 4, ever, so it's DS Forever. excuse me. And that featured Future. First and foremost, before I get into anything, I definitely want to say happy holidays. So happy late Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you may celebrate, happy holidays. Also, happy new year. If you can kind of hear it in my voice, I am overcoming the sickness. excuse me. That is one of the reasons why I've been out for a while. And we're going to definitely get into that. Why it's taking me forever to post the episode. So I would like to apologize because it has been a while. I didn't give y'all an episode in quite some time. And I feel bad because a lot of people have been asking, like, hey, man, when you going to post? I haven't got any notifications on my podcast in regards to a new episode, like what's going on. And I've been trying to give y'all episodes. We have been recording. Many of you know that we do record on Greenhouse. And excuse me, we have been recording. And for some strange reason, I have been getting some of the emails because it gets recorded and the emails get sent to me. But on some of them, the audio either A, is not rendered right, so it wasn't recorded right, or it just didn't properly send, like it just didn't send at all. So I couldn't even give y'all anything. and then also, sometimes it was my fault too, because the, it's a 24-hour period from the time they send it to the time that, you can like download it, and, or it'll be deleted forever. Sometimes I just didn't get the notification that the email was sent. 24 hours later, I go look for it, you know, getting lost track of time. And to not be there. So, you know, it was like an episode or two that it was my fault. So I'll take that. And then also, it was one episode that I didn't save. So we could have, you know, I had enough. excuse me. I had enough episodes to give y'all to, like, you know, finish out the season. But, you know, forgetful. Technology, and then, you know, just things. So for like the last week and some change, I have been sick. I went and got the vaccination shot for my government job, and then I had to turn around that same Saturday or that Saturday of the week, and then got a flu shot for my government job. So it kind of took me out. I've been down for a while. I haven't really been posting on, excuse me, I haven't really been posting on social media. And honestly, this is the most I've talked in those couple of days. That's why I keep coughing. So I do apologize about that. But I do have something for y'all. 2021 was crazy. It is 2022. So I'm going to give y'all my 2021 wrap up. And then I'm going to give y'all how to carry 2022. So my 2022 was good. It was good to me. For the most part. I went on a couple trips. Not really a couple trips, but I got to go do some things. So my son was gone for the summer. So all summer, you know, I was working. I had a couple trips that I went to. Did a night stay in Baltimore. Then went to the Poconos. So that was cool. That was fun. That was actually fun. What else did I do? Went on a couple dates. Learned a lot about different people. Learned a lot about myself. Got to spend time with family. Per usual, always. We're trying to start traditions. So moving forward, Christmas and stuff, we're about to go forward and do certain things, such as we're gonna have like a Christmas pajama party, not party, but Christmas pajama sleepover type of situation on Christmas Eve. Before I get into that detail, most of you know, some of you know that I was going through the court system for my son. Excuse me. So I will say that did go in my favor. So I have him every other Christmas, or every other holiday, I should say. So this year, that just passed. I wasn't supposed to have him for Christmas, but I had him anyway. So we celebrated his Christmas a week early, on the 18th, because it was under my assumption, or our assumption, that he wouldn't be here on actual Christmas Day, but he was. So we just took him to the movie. If you haven't seen Sing 2, highly recommend you go check that out. That was a great a great movie. We went to go see Spider-Man as well. That was hella dope. So yeah, check those two movies out. So now moving forward, because Christmas will be different next year. I'll have him on Christmas Day. But then the next day I have to make sure he gets with his mother wherever she may be. So now it's going to be probably tradition where, you know, we have still probably do Christmas early and then take a trip, or, you know, go in transit for Christmas. That way we can spend time on Christmas Day and then he get dropped off. So probably like go to Georgia, spend Christmas with my dad or whatever, and then turn around and drop him off and then fly somewhere, or just, you know, take that break. And it just, however it looks, I got a year to plan it out. So we'll figure it out. Then he wants to go to California this Christmas. So that might be the way. We might go to California. But yeah, so we're trying to do certain traditions and stuff like that. As far as birthdays, holidays and stuff like that. So excuse me, man. I hate coughing. I've been coughing all this whole sickness. And like I said, the more I talk, the more I cough. So I'm just going to hurry up, make this short and sweet. Probably give y'all a cool little 10-15 minute episode. So I know last year I gave y'all 13 things to do for 2021. Were my 2021 takeaways. Without getting too deep into detail on why I made this list exactly how it is, I'll just go ahead and let y'all know the points and then kind of elaborate on it if need be. First and foremost, stay safe. So number one is stay safe, man. And that's just with anything. You know, we're going through, I don't even know how far we are into a pandemic, if it's still the beginning, if we're in the middle, or if we get into the end of one. We definitely are going through something, so stay safe. I just started taking vitamins. I feel like an old man. I just started taking vitamins. I'm drinking my orange juice, you know, just take control of your health. So that's one and two, stay safe and then take control of your health. And health, physical health, emotional health, mental health, all that. Go seek help if you need it. It's very powerful. Number three, protect yourself and energy at all costs. And what that means, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. Protect yourself, your feelings, your mental, your emotional, and your energy. There's too many people out here that will come and drain your energy, and you don't even know who they are. You might know who they are in a bigger picture, but in reality, you probably really don't know who they are, what their purpose is, or why they're draining your energy. Because once someone shows you who they are, you have to believe them. So, and that's actually number four. Believe who they show you. There's too many people out here who are going around and they're saying, oh, I'm real. And this is that and the third, and it sounds good for the gram or whatever the case may be, but in reality, they're somebody completely different. So believe who they show you they are, especially when times get real. Excuse me. Be intentional. In any and everything you do, be intentional. Make sure that whatever you want, make it clear. Make it clear, make it plain, be intentional. Next would be always be honest to others, especially to yourself. Because too many times where we don't really know what it is that we want or that we're doing, or we kind of just go with the flow. We need to sit back and actually be honest to ourselves and others, and just let it be known, like, all right, maybe I'm not doing what I need to be doing, or maybe I'm doing too much, or maybe I'm not doing enough. So just be honest to yourself and others. That being said, the next one is go after everything you believe is yours. That's pretty much self-explanatory, so I don't really have to go. If you feel like what you want to go after or what you want is yours or something is yours, go after it. Go after it and don't stop until you get exactly what you say is yours. Be there for yourself first. Too many people always reach out to others in hopes of an answer. Dumb people don't always have an answer. You got to be there for yourself, especially when nobody else can be there or will be there. Be there for yourself. And the next one also goes into that. Be your own friend. It's too many times where we always look for friendship in others, or relationship with others, whatever that relationship may look like. You got to be a friend to yourself. Because the moment you're a friend to yourself, then you know, like, oh, all right, I can get through whatever, whenever, however. Meet all of your monthly, weekly, and yearly goals. You should be making a list of goals. You know, we all have our New Year's resolution, a bucket list, things like that. Make it a little more deeper. Go weekly. Make weekly goals. First week, I want to do X, Y, and Z. Second week, I want to do X, Y, and Z. Then make a monthly goal. For the month of, like, so my monthly goal, I'll share a monthly goal with y'all. My monthly goal for every month of the year, I want to make 20 beats a month. At least 20 beats a month. So that's my bare minimum. If I make anything over 20, I'm over accomplishing my goal. So far in January, I've made 16 beats so far. That's like one a day. I got sick, so I stopped making beats for the last week, so the last 7 days. And then today I made three. So today I made three beats. So prior to that, I had 13 beats in 6 days. I had 13 beats in 6 days. So I was doing two beats a day. But that's one of my monthly goals. Anything after 20 is, I have a section where it says bonus, and I'll just put it in there. And my yearly goal is to drop 4 beat tapes in a year. And basically, what that's going to be, it's going to just be a mixtape of just instrumentals, so beats that I've made that I'm like, all right, give it away for free, post it on Apple Music or whatever the case may be, so people can listen to it. SoundCloud, whatever, you can download it, y'all can rap to it, whatever. And last but not least, and then I'm out of here because I keep coughing, and I know y'all probably tired of hearing me cough. I promise you I don't have corona. I've been lucky enough not to get COVID this whole time, so I'm thankful for that. But yeah, last but not least, be authentic. In a world full of fakes, be the original. This is your guy, No Way Jose. Thank you for tuning in to a quick little episode. I do appreciate every single one of y'all for always checking in on me, asking me when we get another episode, to the ones that do. I appreciate everyone who's been on the show. Y'all are definitely what keep me going. I ask that y'all continue to rock with me, continue to give me all your feedback, any suggestions, any topics, anything y'all want to see and or hear in the future. I love looking on my dashboard and seeing all of the analytics of podcast, so I got people listening from all around the world. I definitely appreciate that. I did my Spotify wrap up, and it was looking hella amazing. So cheers to everybody who's been rocking with me. All my podcast family, I definitely do appreciate every single one of y'all that continue to rock with me and listen to episode after episode after episode. It keeps me going, and I know it doesn't reflect, episodes don't reflect, but I guarantee you that we are back. I do have some episodes just sitting waiting for y'all, so I will be uploading them, or I will be editing and uploading them for y'all here shortly. That way, we'll be back on schedule. So, like I said, this is your guy, No Way Jose. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. I love y'all, and I'm out. Push P. 3 P's, popcorn, Porsche. Push P. I just fuck a cup of water. Push P. Red bandana cards. Push P. I'ma pee you at your whole endorsement. She ain't vanilla for me, she simply Porsche. I never saw ops, now we finally touched. She ready to get in the streets for me, no question.